Let's talk about some exciting work being done for equitable housing by K-Connect. Let's bring you up to the microphone. New president, Salvador Lopez, to talk about your K-Connect and, of course, an awesome launch. Hi to you, Sal.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you for having me this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. K-Connect, what are you all about?
So K-Connect is a collective impact organization committed to closing the unacceptable achievement gap for low-income students and children of color, and also in increasing the achievement for all students from prenatal to college and career. So it's an organization that's been around for close to 7 years, really work as a collective with a lot of different networks within Kent County specifically.
How new of a president are you?
So I started at the end of September 28th to be exact. So I'm a little bit newer, but I've certainly learned a lot the last 4 months or so, and I feel like I'm finally getting rolling here.
And here we are, getting you rolling by serving as also not only as president, but also as messenger. Let's talk about this movement that is called the Housing Stability Alliance, Sal.
Sure. So the Housing Stability Alliance works to develop an equitable housing system for all residents in Kent County, and it specifically focuses on addressing disparate outcomes for Black and Latinx residents in our community. And it started over 2.5 years ago, definitely before I arrived at K-Connect. It was led by great work by the team at K-Connect at the time, Pam Perriott, Mark Waltman, Katie Hopp, to name a few of the backbone staff members that worked on this project to get it off the ground. But really, K-Connect's goal was to convene, facilitate, and move a larger group of folks that became the Housing Stability Alliance. And really, the work was to increase access to quality, affordable housing and dissolve homelessness in King County with an intentional focus on eliminating racial disparities among families, children, youth, and other data-driven priorities. And K-Connect was able to move this work forward. One of the things that we like to say at K-Connect in terms of our special sauce was the ability to bring people together and get them to row in the same direction. And so out of this work, the Housing Stability Alliance work was formed. And so we've been working on this for over 2.5 years now.
Wow. You are certainly are a backbone, but my notes tell me the role of K-Connect is not to ultimately serve as the backbone. You have partners involved here?
That is correct. So after the about 2.5+ years of work, the Housing Stability Alliance Network, formed with over 100 people, decided to create a new 501c3 entity for the Housing Stability Alliance work that would continue the work. So K-Connect is not to serve as the new HSA backbone, but to serve as a bridge to move the work forward. So we serve as a temporary support to launch the creation or the formation of the legal entity. So currently right now I'm working with a legal team to form the 501c3 status, getting the bylaws together. I'm also working directly with some partners, as you mentioned, and they're called the Housing Stability Alliance co-chairs. And these are the folks that are really leading the work. And it's formed by Mayor Rosalind Bliss, Lynn Farrell from the Fry Foundation, Christina Keller from Cascade Engineering, and Mandy Bolter from Kent County. So those four individuals are really leading the work, and they're overseeing and working with me as the interim lead for the HSA to get it off the ground. So K-Connect currently is serving as a support to bridge the work, to make sure that the movement continues to find a way to help stabilize folks all over Kent County in terms of homes.
Thank you for that. Powerful woman as your co-chairs. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're putting your ducks in a row. It looks like you anticipate being out of this work next January?
That is correct. So we set ourselves a timeline to complete the work. One of the things that we often talk about is that K-Connect accomplished its mission to bring the work to this point by creating a common agenda and roadmap facilitating the last few years. But we decided to dive back into the work because we didn't want the work to end. We wanted to make sure that we saw it to completion. And so what we call a warm handoff includes the creation of the entity, the helping to secure long-term funding along with the housing co-chairs, and then putting together a plan with the new president that's probably going to be hired by the new board of trustees for the new organization. So in addition to the legal entity piece, we're also building a board of trustees. And all of this takes time, right? So we wanted to make sure to give ourselves about 12 months or so from the start of January. So by the end of January of 2022, K-Connect hopefully would have accomplished its mission to do a warm handoff with the new HSA entity. By then, hopefully there is certainly a permanent president along with a staff support to that president. In the meantime, K-Connect would serve as a continued backbone support to this organization. As a backbone of backbones in the community, we're certainly well positioned to make sure that this organization not only gets off the ground, but they feel supported throughout.
Wonderful. Well, I always like to ask how the community can help, Salvador Lopez.
Well, the community is going to be a huge part of this. In order to really do the work of affecting the entire spectrum of housing, and that is really what this organization is seeking to do, is help support existing entities in housing. So folks that work anywhere from no housing, folks that are currently without a residence, to people that are helping support and providing services for people that are in the process of potentially losing their homes or being out of a home or soon to lose housing or at risk of losing housing, all the way to the folks that are helping people that are exceeding 30% of their household income and are barely getting by. We have a variety of different organizations that are doing excellent work, and we're going to be looking to partner with a lot of those organizations. The Housing Stability Alliance cannot support as a housing backbone, as an organization, that it cannot do its work without all of the people that are on the ground currently trying to help make sure that people are stably housed. And so we are going to be reaching out to a variety of partner organizations. Everyone that's been involved up until now, I mentioned over 100 individuals and organizations have been a part of this work. They are going to be key partners in making sure that the work continues. The way that one of my colleagues puts it, Mark mentioned that one of the biggest things that was started was a movement to help with equitable housing all across the spectrum. And that is something that is going to continue through this new backbone entity. And so we're just excited to continue the movement. We have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of challenges. The work started because 1 out of 6 African-American children were in contact with the homeless system compared to 1 in 130 white children. So that tells you that there are some significant disparities in Kent County, and it's going to take a collective. It's going to take a lot of organizations. It's going to take a lot of passion and a lot of hard work to continue the movement so we can dissolve some of the issues that we see.
Wonderful. All right. How do we find out more information?
You can find out more information by accessing the K-Connect website, so k-connect.org. We're going to be putting on some news releases and blogs as we go, making sure that we inform folks. And we're also thinking about making sure that we update folks at our next convening so they can catch us on the website for that. Otherwise, they can reach me through my email on the website. I'm happy to communicate with folks individually or as a group.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, new K-Connect presidents. Much under your belt already, and continue sailing with this new housing organization that has launched, and the good work that you and yours do. Thanks again, Sal.